Hello, Bessa Plastic Surgery, Terry speaking. Oh, I'm well, thanks. How are you going? No, that's all right. Yes, all right. That's fine. And I've got your quote here too, since the phone hasn't stopped ringing for me to send it through to you. So I'll get that to you. Now, November, what date did we say in November? Oh, okay. And it was at Linacre, wasn't it? So let me have a look at the dates I've got there and see. It was the 17th. Yeah, Monday the 17th in the afternoon. All right. So that's wonderful. So what I will do is I will, well, first of all, I'll email before I book it all in, I'll email you your quote, all right? And have a read over it, and if you've got any questions, give me a buzz back. But I've got you penciled in there. So what the way we sort of work is we just take a deposit from you. It's all specified in the quote. Well, first of all, you just ring me and say, "Yeah, I've read the quote. I'm happy with that." And you just need to sign the front page and email it back to me. And then once I've got that quote acceptance from you, I will send you sort of an invoice for Mr. Ross's fee and a letter saying that we're sort of confirming your surgery for that date and with all the consent form and all those sorts of things. And then when you receive that, you just need to send me a deposit, which is $1,000 plus GST, so 1,100. And then it's confirmed and it's locked in. And then what we also need to do is get you back for a pre-op consult just beforehand, okay? Because it's important that you have the two consults, so we can do it either just before your surgery, or we can just do it in, a couple of weeks' time. You can, well, you can think about that. Yeah, because oh, yeah, all right, and that might be easier for us too, because he's away. Well, he's not back until the 10th of November, so that sort of cuts it quite fine before your surgery. So we might do your pre-op then. But let me send you a quote first, all right? And I mean, it's all very, yeah, sorry. Oh, for the referral as well. Yes. Absolutely, yeah, that's really important too. Okay. All right, excellent. Oh, that's good. And then look, you can relax and enjoy your time with your mum when she comes over and you're not worried about garments and those sorts of things. As much as possible, yeah. No. No, that's all right. That's all right. And look, you've got to make it work with your life and what you're doing, and that's absolutely fine. All right. And it's sort of a good time because you'll be healed well and truly for Christmas and all of that. I don't know if you're going back to New Zealand for Christmas, but it's yeah, well, that's lovely. Oh, really? She says. You're not identical twins? Yeah, no. Oh, wow. Yeah. Yes. Oh, so your mother had two sets of twins. Oh, my goodness. She must have been exhausted. Oh. Because I know somebody who had, well, their first baby was just a singleton. Then she had twins. And then when she got pregnant again, she had triplets. Can you imagine? Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. That's. Gee. Yeah, well, it is. Yeah, so I mean, you obviously haven't had twins, have you? So, no. Oh, you. Because I think it takes such a toll having twins. I mean, it would be lovely, but chaotic. I'm sure. All right. Okay. Yeah. Look, I'll get that to you. Yeah, this morning. So I'm meant to be going down to our satellite office this afternoon. Okay. Yeah, that's all right. All right. So look, if I don't get it to you this afternoon, it'll be yeah. And I sent you a copy of like, well, if you did have a GP, David, like normally writes a letter, you know. Well, he usually writes a letter to them, you know, after the consultation. But he just did yours as a consult note. So it's as if he was writing a letter, and it's sort of way he documents the what's been discussed in the consultation. And I've emailed that to you, so you should, if you check your emails, you should have a, oh, you haven't received it? Okay. All right, let me check to make sure that that's gone off. All right, let me I'm just gonna write down that date, 17th of November. So I've gone out of that. Okay, that's strange. So let me see. Because it should just go automatically, but maybe I haven't got your email in there correctly. So I just want to double check all of that. Yeah, so Vicky, all right. So, well, I've got Vicky, VickiJB60 at gmail.com. All right. Okay, let me. I'll go down to the letter. Here it is. Okay. All right. So it says, yeah, it says sent via email to Vicky Bush yesterday at, yeah, well, yeah, last night. It went off at 8 o'clock. Yeah, have a little look, and I can. I wonder if it went to your junk for some reason. Yeah, because it's one to, and it'll be password protected, so you have to put your birth date in to open it and read it. Okay. Because this, your quote will come the same way, actually. And all right, it'll be password protected. Yeah, your birth date. And I don't think you need, because this is a new system, I don't think you need any dots or slashes between the numbers. You just put the numbers in. So, yeah. All right. Let me know if you have any problems, because that quote will come the same way, okay? Yeah. All right. Did you have a look at down Church Street yesterday after the little look? Yeah. Rush, yeah. And did you catch the train back? How did you go with that? You did, yeah. That's all right. It's all a learning curve. Oh, okay. It's actually quite easy, yeah. Yeah, because I mean, driving around the cities. Well, I don't know if you've got a car here yet, but driving around the cities a bit. You know, they've got those terrible hook turns and things, which, you know, scare the bejesus out of all of us in the suburbs. It's a bit tricky. Yeah. Oh, no. All right. Well, if there's anything you're worried about or you've got questions about, just call me, Vicky. And yeah, and if there's anything you need to know about Melbourne, you can ask me too. Okay. All right. Take care. All right. We'll speak again soon. Cheers. Okay. Bye. Bye.